T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Here's our top local story now. Amidst this pandemic, we're learning a lot of new terms. Surge capacity, crisis care, contingency mode. But what exactly do they mean?
California has not yet had a hospital who has declared crisis care.
That is Carmela Coyle with the California Hospital Association, and she says many hospitals in the state right now are in contingency care mode, where they're sharing resources, but that crisis care is just a threat away.
Literally this weekend, we are on the cusp of yet another peak of that surge.
Of course, there have been reports of at least one hospital moving non-COVID patients to a cafeteria to make room for COVID patients in ICU. Carol Bailey handles medical ethics at Dignity Health, explains it.
You know, putting beds in the cafeteria, if what you need is a nurse to check on you and give you medication, that's sort of functionally equivalent. It's a weird space. I mean, maybe you could get your Doritos when you wanted them.
When a hospital truly enters crisis care mode, it is when they do not have enough ventilators or other equipment to treat gravely ill patients. Doctors then have to make terrible decisions on who gets help and who doesn't. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti among those leading the push to have the coronavirus vaccine delivered directly to cities instead of states or counties to get more people vaccinated much more quickly. KNX 1070's John Baird live now with that story.
The president-elect wants to see 100 million more people vaccinated in his first 100 days in office, and the mayors think this can help in that effort. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti was among more than 20 mayors who signed a letter asking Mr. Biden to send vaccines and funding directly to the cities to speed things up. And L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino says they really don't have a choice.
Time of essence, we're talking life and death here.
Supervisor Janice Hahn is on board. She says they need to vaccinate 100 million people in L.A. County twice, so if the cities can speed things up, she's all for it.
You know, the best thing we can do for our overwhelmed healthcare workers and hospitals is to vaccinate as many people as we can.
And she believes this is a good idea and believes that the county has been slow getting the vaccinations out. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070.
The fire danger is up across Southern California. Santa Ana winds blowing through yet again. Got a red flag warning in effect from this afternoon into tomorrow because of the wind, the higher temperatures, and of course the low humidity levels. Forecasters say gusts 30 to 50 miles per hour are expected. But National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sirard tells KNX gusts 50 to 60 miles an hour will hit Monday night into Tuesday as round two of the Santa Anas is coming.
I wouldn't be surprised to see isolated gusts, 65, 70. It's really that kind of pattern with good north flow in the atmosphere coming over the mountains and a lot of cold air with it, so that helps to drive the winds from the mountains down below the passes and the canyons.
He tells us the fire danger will be elevated next week as well, but the air won't be as dry. The city of Pasadena says residents 65 years of age and older have to keep waiting before they can get a COVID-19 vaccine shot. City spokeswoman Lisa Dredarian tells KNX the doses the city has right now have to go to healthcare workers and residents in nursing homes first. She says no one knows when the state will send the next shipment.
You can request the vaccine, but you don't know how much you're going to get. So you know, we're hoping that that increases in the next week or so to open up a lot more.
She tells us the city has vaccination sites up and running already for healthcare workers that can also be used to treat people 65 and older once more doses should arrive. Pasadena has its own health department, of course, which is why it gets its own vaccine shipments. Four big Walmart-owned stores across Southern California will be shut down until tomorrow morning so they can be cleaned and sanitized to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19. In announcing the closures, the company did not say whether any workers at those locations have actually tested positive for the virus. The affected stores include three Walmart stores in Torrance, Downey, in Huntington Beach, as well as a Sam's Club, which of course is owned by Walmart, a Sam's Club outlet in Southgate. Cyber criminals from around the world continue to target California's Employment Development Department and law-abiding citizens who are desperate for help. They're caught in the middle.
A company hired to examine the fraud at the state's employment agency says it's flagging $750 million worth of bogus claims each week. California's a big target. Janet Regal got caught up in this when her account was breached, her money taken. Regal says then her account was frozen and now she can't get any money.
They don't care. I can't do anything.
Regal tells CBS this morning that she got stuck in an endless loop between the EDD and B of A, which issues the debit cards.
I have piles and piles of notes, and I've called unemployment and B of A like every other day for 3 months.
One state senator called it a disaster because not only were fraudulent accounts shut down, but so were legitimate ones, and those truly in need continue to suffer. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, Bank of America says it's working to resolve the cases and wants to hear from people. CBS is trying to help that effort, so they're asking people to email them at consumer@cbsnews.com. I'll repeat that, consumer@cbsnews.com. Briefly describe your case and be sure to include your contact information.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.